Hey there, slumberers. Before we get into today's AEP episode on Brooke Shields' Pretty Baby, I want to share some exciting news with you. Yours truly, Brian Rodriguez, one half of the hosts of High School Slumber Party AEP, made a special guest appearance on another fantastic podcast, White People Problems, an OC podcast. That's right, Matt and Joe invited me on to talk about an episode called The Goodbye Girl. This is a classic OC episode, so if you're a fan of one of the greatest teen TV shows of all time, or you just like the sound of my voice, tune into White People Problems, an OC podcast, available on all major podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe to both High School Slumber Party and White People Problems wherever you get your podcasts. All right, time to get back to class.
High School Slumber Party AP is a Cage Club Podcast Network production. For all things Cage Club and High School Slumber Party, head over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Welcome, slumberers who take their studies a little more seriously. I'm Brian Rodriguez.
And I'm Aislinn Addington. And this is High School Slumber Party AP, a study session in contemporary teen films.
And your assignment today was to watch Pretty Baby, Brooke Shields. But before we chat all about that, we have some homework to discuss. And really quickly, we're talking about the 2023, sometimes less than 2022, documentary on Hulu. Not yes. The literal film, Pretty Babies.
Just to be clear, yes. No, I had the same, I knew the name of it, and I went to look it up, and I saw the cover, and I was like, nope, that's not what I want to watch. That's a different episode entirely.
Definitely.
But you're right. We have homework to talk about. So hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to us right now. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. Hit subscribe.
And of course, class participation, huge part of your grade. Follow High School Slumber Party on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can follow us if you choose as well. So Aislinn, Pretty Baby, Brooke Shields. You suggested this one. Why, I guess? And not in like a suspicious way, but absolutely. I was curious what drew you in.
Sure, I did. I did suggest this. So it's gotten a lot of news coverage. And by news, I mean like pop journalism, if you will. And I, as much as it was difficult and darker than I expected, I really enjoyed talking about Kid 90 on this podcast and the way that we were looking at an individual experience kind of juxtaposed with a cultural experience and kind of the what a viewer sees versus what humans live and all that kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. So I thought this might be an opportunity to have a discussion like that. And the sociologist in me is fascinated by the, I don't know, the sort of trends that it seems, you know, Brooke Shields either set off or was a part of, or I don't know. It's an interesting time and gosh, to be perceived as, you know, singularly beautiful from birth. Interesting. Like what?
That was weird. Right? Yeah.
I do, and we do want to take a moment just to kind of in the pre-chat portion, let folks know if you haven't watched this documentary, it absolutely, as maybe alluded to by the title, it discusses the sexualization of children in Hollywood, in pop culture, using kind of Brooke Shields as the example of that. Additionally, as you get further into, it's a two-part documentary. We're going to focus on the first part because that's when she was doing her teen work, but as we get deeper into kind of her life, we inevitably, unfortunately, are led into discussions of sexual harassment and sexual assault in this case in Hollywood, but we know that those things are prevalent and everywhere. So just wanted to provide that activation warning, if you will, that if aspects of this conversation are not what you need to listen to today, we understand. If aspects of this conversation lead you to want to talk to someone, help is available all the time. So RAIN, the nation's largest anti-sexual violence organization, has a 24-hour hotline. That number is 1-800-656-4673. They also have a chat function. It's RAIN with two N's, RAINN, if you're looking online. And please take care of yourselves, take care of each other. And we hope you also enjoy our discussion of Pretty Baby Brooke Shields. Shall I read the Hulu explanation?
Yeah, definitely. And it's important, again, I was not surprised, but it was interesting to see that ABC News tagger in front of it as well. So, you know, clearly important sourcing here. I think this documentary is a pretty big deal. And thank you, Aislinn, for the disclaimer as well.
Absolutely. So, again, we're focused on part one. Pretty Baby Brooke Shields. From sexualized young girl to Princeton graduate, we explore Brooke's extraordinary childhood and her complex relationship with mother manager Terry.
So right off the bat, Aislinn, we sort of asked this question on High School Slumber Party a lot. Like, right, like, what's your history with the movie? But what's your personal history, I guess, with Brooke Shields?
Oh, what a great question. I mean, as a child, I think Suddenly Susan, late 90s, as well as her. So I think it was her appearance on Friends was prior to that, right? It was kind of her getting into sitcom world. So I was aware, what do I want to say? I was aware that she had been a child star of some kind and that was like, it was a comeback of sorts. I was also aware because I was a fan at the time of the Rosie O'Donnell show. So thinking about, there was a kerfluffle, I believe, because Rosie was not invited to the wedding she had with Andre Agassi.
And like, oh, I didn't know
Rosie
this.
Brought that up on the show at one point. I believe that's what happened. I could, if I'm wrong and fact checked on this, that's fine. but also then the, you know, the controversy with, you know, her being really, I'm going to say brave about discussing her experience with postpartum depression in an era where it wasn't being talked about much. And then Tom Cruise having an opinion about it, which I probably say this a lot. I'm in a line of work that a lot of people have opinions about, and I could give a shit about a lot of people's opinions. I care about the people that like we're serving and that we're there to serve. And I feel similarly about this. Like, why does Tom Cruise have an opinion about this? You know what I mean? So that is my Aislinn's nutshell of Brooke Shields. I also knew that Blue Lagoon was like a dirty movie, and that's all. How about you?
It's funny. I think we're dating ourselves. We have a very eerily similar history with Brooke Shields. I thought I was kind of embarrassed myself by saying the same thing, but like I was a sitcom junkie. As a kid, I sort of remember if it wasn't live, it might have been in syndication when I saw the Friends guest appearance, but definitely Suddenly Susan, right? Like, it was on 4 years, but I watched that show. I thought it was funny. I haven't seen it since, but when you watch both parts of the documentary, it's a whole big deal for her to be like, oh, I'm seen as a comedic actor, and that was great. That's right. More close to my personality. But growing up, I saw her more as a comedic actor than the model, because I guess just because that was my age, right? And I remember distinctly not thinking that that person on Suddenly Susan was the model as well. Like, I remember I had like an moment. I'm like, oh, that's the same person in the ads? Like, that's insane to me. Like, so when I say the documentary is cool, I don't mean all the subject matters was cool, but like from a historical perspective, it was cool to put all that in perspective for me in the timeline. Because I also remember my mother telling me about sort of the stuff. She was a child star, that kind of stuff. And like, she was the face of Calvin Klein. Believe it or not, my mother and her are around the same age. And if you're doing like the math at home, it's just I'm the oldest in my family. Her life, not in the stuff she did, obviously, but like the timeline of her life mirrored the timeline of Brooke Shields' life, so that makes sense, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So I think for people like my mother or my mother's like generation and friends and sisters or whatever, like Brooke Shields was a pretty big deal.
Absolutely. I actually watched part one with my mother, who I am the youngest, so I'm at the other end of the spectrum. So I think because my mom is older than Brooke Shields, she was